Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
He's run for mayor before, challenging Rahm Emanuel. This time he's taking on another formidable but vulnerable foe, Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle. This week, it's a conversation with lawyer and former Chicago alderman Robert Fioretti. Hello, I'm political editor Craig Delamore, and this is At Issue. About a year ago, Toni Preckwinkle might have seemed invincible in her post. She had the support of almost all of the county commissioners for her efforts to modernize the county and improve its efficiency. But her effort to shore up the budget with a sweetened soft drink tax proved wildly unpopular with the public and the retail establishment, and the uproar put her future in question. Enter former Alderman Bob Fioretti. He launched his campaign for county board president, attacking that soda tax and other tax increases enacted under President Preckwinkle. Mr. Fioretti is a native Chicagoan who was raised in the Pullman-Roseland community. He studied political science at the University of Illinois and got his law degree from NIU. He was elected second ward alderman in 2007 and reelected in 2011. The ward has gone through some changes over the years, and so has Bob. We will talk about the candidate, the county, and the race in this half hour. Bob Fioretti, welcome back.
Good to be here. Thank you very much.
Well, Fioretti, how vulnerable do you feel Toni Preckwinkle is because of the sugary soft drink tax, which was and remains repealed?
Well, I think the sugar tax, the soda tax, was just the tipping point of what happened here. It was a continuation of broken promises by the county board president, increased taxes across the board, forgetting about ethics, which is so important to elected officials, and really coming and being against the working people here in the county. So the soda tax just drove home the point of what was wrong with this leadership and this county board.
But what do you think is it that makes this phenomenon a sustained one? That people seemed angry about the tax, as you said, as one element, but people still seem angry.
Well, they are angry, and I think it drove home the point about a corrupt and unjust and discriminatory taxing system, property taxing system, where she has not said anything about in 8 years, where she has now put up a phony commission that is supposed to come up with some recommendations, where she is the biggest cheerleader of Tony Barrios, who has things in secret in terms of what he does. I think people believe, and just like her broken promise when she ran against Todd Stroger 8 years ago, she said she was going to repeal the 1 cent sales tax. She did for a while, and she put it back in. And I think it's going to happen, and I think there's indications that it will happen again. We have an administration that rushes to tax people instead of trying to find a way to live within our budget, and that's the problem. I think people are fed up with the way government operates here in Cook County. Most people don't even know what Cook County government does, but they feel the taxes of what the government's all about.
But when you tell people county government is in charge of the jail, county government is in charge of the courts, in most cases people go, oh, okay, yeah, that's pretty important. I mean, the county does some pretty expensive things.
The county does do several expensive things, and you're right, very expensive. Let's take a look at the county jail, the problem there. We've had a significant decrease over the years, which is probably a good thing to do. And I think we're all in favor. In fact, I've been an advocate during my years as an attorney, well before she was elected county board president, about what we need to do in terms of bond issues, in terms of what we need on women's courts, mental health courts, the veterans courts. And I've helped shape some of that. Now, I say this because we have had about 5,000 less people at county jail in the 10 years, but we see nothing being reflected in the county budget. And in fact, it's all the same, or they put more increases to deal with the county jail. Where is the money going? This is all a shell game. I think it's time for a complete audit of what we're doing and make it transparent, not a two-week item. We need to have the citizens to be giving input into our budget. We need a year-long hearings on our budget. I do believe that, and we need to go forward from there.
Now, I'm sure you've seen the county's budget hearings. They are very detailed. They are very long. They are often very contentious. Is that not enough? I mean, they have months of hearings on the budget. No, we need more?
I think we do. I think we need to go out and have town hall meetings across this county. We need established places to go and listen to the people. And I will be doing that just like I did when I was an alderman. I had regular town hall meetings throughout all of my ward, which started down in Bronzeville, went into the West Loop, South Loop, and on the far west side. If you don't engage the people, you get nowhere. And if you don't listen to them and instead dictate to them, you have people that are disenfranchised, not engaged with what government should be. And all we see are people leaving the county and the city. People are moving elsewhere because we are taxing people out of this county. We're taxing them out and not inviting them in.
When we have questioned Tony Preckwinkle about when we questioned her about the soda tax and other taxes, she has said, you know, government is about making the tough calls and not always the popular calls, and that the county needs more revenue for the things that it does, including the jail, which has a lot of things to do as far as mental health is concerned, and the health system, which is the backup health system, the last not just the last resort health system, but a major health system for this area. And she says she chose the best option as opposed to a property tax increase, which was a possibility, or a general sales tax increase. Why are these not the kinds of choices that a leader has to make?
Well, I agree. You have to make the tough decisions. But the soda tax was not the tough decision. It was the first way to tax people and see what and they would take it whether they liked it or not. The outcry over the soda tax was the tipping point of where this county is going to have change in this election. Now, when you raise these issues about, well, how we got to look at it, there were a lot more or other ways. There were 7 or 8 proposals on the table, including filling up all, cutting all the vacancies. The 1,500 that were available, that would have been a significant increase. To look at what we're doing in county jail, since the numbers, if the numbers are true at about, I think it's $143 a day times 365 days for each prisoner times 5,000 prisoners or less, you come up with $208 million less. They also put an increase of about a few million dollars devoted towards the county jail. Where is that money going? And when we look at what's happening at the hospital, we've got all kinds of issues at the hospital. Money is coming in. It was balanced, but the county board has very little to do with the hospital at this point. And we have the old county hospital has sit there 14 years without any type of, without it being open, just deteriorating more. Granted, there may be an RFP and they may be doing some kind of things now because it's an election year. But the truth of the matter is we need to be looking and making county government live within its means. The unincorporated areas, we got to see what we can do to put those into the neighboring municipalities. It's county government is very complex. It's not like a ward. It's not like a city. We've got some of the richest areas in the country, from Barrington up north, we have half of Barrington, to more of the underserved areas such as Harvey, South Holland, Riverdale, Dalton in the south end of this county.
So you're saying that some of the burden for some of these services should be shifted onto the municipalities? That's not going to be very popular with those local governments.
Well, let's take a look at the city of Chicago. We have county streets here that are serviced supposedly by the county. Why is it that the city of Chicago has county streets and their service there? Shouldn't they be serviced by the city of Chicago? Whether it's a small strip here or it's a half a mile there, it makes no sense.
But Chicago has a pretty hefty budget. Talk to me about Barrington
but transportation
or Robbins or some of those other.
There's a number of liquor licenses that are controlled by the county. There's other areas. We have a lot of government units here in the county that maybe we can find ways to join forces, work together, solve the problems. And I've seen it before. In fact, I was just at a very open meeting with leaders from several western suburbs, and they're all saying the same thing. We've got to join forces together.
Because of the repeal of the sweet and soft drink tax, the county ended up with about a $200 million shortfall in its budget that has been closed, but it has been closed by forced cuts, some layoffs. Hundreds of employees are starting the year without work. Is that a positive step?
No, it wasn't. It could have all been avoided. And I think some of the recommendations there that were on the table could have avoided the layoff problem. But we again, have to look at what county government services and not services. Most of the cuts were in the court system. Was that good? Talk to Tim Evans. He sued. That lawsuit is still going on at this stage. We are in X number of days into this new year, and the lawsuit is still going on. Those employees are still there.
Can the county keep the high level of services and improvements in its health facilities without more revenue? I mean, there are lots of plans for new equipment, new buildings. Should those be put on hold?
No, absolutely not. There's only two missions of the county: public safety and quality health care. As you know, and you probably heard me on the floor of the city council advocating for health care for all of the citizens. It doesn't matter where you come from. It is a safety net hospital. It doesn't matter what zip code you're from. But I will give you a couple of examples that I've heard repeatedly from people that live outside in other counties. Their doctors, those individuals have insurance, have referred them to county hospital because of our specialists, which is good. But they've never been billed. So there's a problem. I think the number, according to Commissioner Boykin, was several hundred million dollars in uncollected bills there. You know, we've got to find a way to collect on those, on people that have insurance that go to county hospital, that can pay those bills. Sure, it's a one-time fix, but and we do have a pharmaceutical problem where the numbers are going up very high, and we do have an opiate problem. All of those have to be addressed. But, you know, you started off at one point a few minutes ago about the mental health issue. You know, I've been a strong advocate for mental health and reopening the clinics since they were closed. But it's $2 to $3 million. The jail should not be the source of mental health. We can reopen those clinics right now with $3 million across this county to give help to the people that need it. And what happens? We have less crime in the neighborhoods because of it. There's a direct correlation on what goes on with mental health and the crime in our communities and the homelessness in our communities. We took Wacker Drive, Lower Wacker, to get here. anybody that travels under there can see the homeless. It's disgusting that in the richest country in the world, we have all of that. And one out of three homeless people in this city are veterans. And that's how we treat veterans. There's no way that that should be possible in this country, in this county, in this city.
Are you saying that the county should take it on and reopen the clinics? Or because this was the city that closed a half a dozen clinics?
For the few million dollars, yes, it affects us all. Crime affects, there's a direct correlation between what happens in the streets of Chicago and what the taxpayers of this county pay. The shootings alone have cost county taxpayers about $190 million. That's $190 million at our hospitals here. And that's because the first few minutes, 20 minutes of a shooting victim in a hospital is about $30,000. The average cost is about $50,000 to $55,000 for every shooting victim in the city. Who pays for it? We, the taxpayers. So there is a direct correlation on what happens.
You're listening to WBBM News Radio's At Issue. I'm political editor Craig Delamore. My guest is lawyer and former alderman Bob Fioretti, who is a Democratic candidate for Cook County Board President, trying to unseat Tony Preckwinkel. President Preckwinkel could not make all of these decisions on her own. So talk to me about how the county board fits in and what responsibility it bears for the direction that the county's taken. What changes need to be made in how things are done at the county?
Well, I think we have to be much more open and transparent. I think by holding regular town hall meetings across the county opens the discussion and makes the commissioners more responsible themselves.
Well, the atmosphere within the county board has seemed to have been more cooperative over the last few years. The days of shouting matches seem to have gone away. Is that healthy progress, or is that people just going along to get along?
It may be a little bit of both. I do want to see citizen input. And the county board for years has had more citizen input than the city council, which was forced by a court.
They had a public comment period,
yes,
which the city only just got.
Right. And it took a court order to force that to happen. I go to suburbs, and it's amazing in the suburbs as they allow people to what I see is amazing is some of the suburbs have unrestricted time to allow for a voice of the people to address them. And I think it's great. I see it, though, often in the city council, especially at budget time. And even here at this, if you listen to most of the budget hearings on the county, people turned the other way and didn't listen to what the citizens are saying. And that's unfortunate. We need to have those town hall meetings. We need to take notes. We need to listen to what the people are saying.
Let's talk about something you brought up a little earlier, and that would be the property tax assessments. What is your view on how Assessor Joe Berrios has done his job? Even Governor Rauner, in his gubernatorial campaign, has made Joe Berrios an issue. Berrios says he's working for reform.
Well, he's been saying he's been working for reform for quite a number of years, and we don't see anything. The assessment way homes and businesses are assessed here are in secret. Nobody knows how to do it. It's all behind closed doors. Let's take one example, the Sears Tower. I still call it the Sears Tower, even though it's the Willis Tower. If it was fairly assessed, it would be paying about $40 million more in property taxes. $40 million. How many homes would that have been making up for? We get they get the decrease, we get the increase. Why is it that almost a third of the homes have to apply, and even more, for a reduction? And then the commissioners right away, they generally just write it off. And I've heard it from two out of the three of them. Well, we sound like heroes because we are reducing the person's property taxes. Well, wait a minute. There's something fundamentally wrong with not only the assessor, but the board of review. We're all heroes, everybody. Well, why do we have to go through a system that every year when you get your bill that you have to apply? Why is it that you have to apply for your senior exemption? Why is it you have to apply for all the other exemptions? It makes no sense. I mean, let's make it easy for the taxpayers. One of the highest taxed people in the nation are in Cook County. Let's make sure we have the best services and make it easy for them.
The Illinois Campaign for Political Reform has suggested that there be sort of an independent oversight panel to watch over how assessments are done. Do you support that idea?
Well, I support a lot of reform ideas. I'm not sure. I have to take a closer look at that, but that's probably one of the things that Tony Preckwinkle's commission will also be saying. Let's not forget, Tony has had three different commissions looking at the problems of the assessments, and nothing has happened on any one of them. And it's time that we need to have reform across the board. And if they think by just replacing the assessor will make change happen, they're wrong, because the county board president has more authority over the assessment process and taxing process than the assessor does.
Let's talk a little bit about the campaign itself. And the first and most obvious question, if you're going to be on this program, is you've talked about the problems. What makes you the person who is qualified and prepared to solve those problems?
Well, first of all, I am the agent of change here for this election. I will listen to the people. I won't dictate. But more importantly, I think when we look at what's happening in county government, I passed more progressive legislation, more positive legislation, and on a usual day in the city council, I would always introduce a minimum of around 50 ordinances, orders, or resolutions, and 99.9% of them passed. I think I can do the same thing as county board chair. When you go out and reach out to all the people, I'm going to bring the mayors together of all the suburbs. I will bring businesses to the county, especially the Southland, where has a lot of issues, and we need to bring economic growth and development to the Southland here. We need to balance the regions in terms of what we're doing. I will look out for everyone, every person across the board.
Tony Preckwinkle was endorsed by the Cook County Democratic Organization. She is a top African-American elected official. That seems to tie up some power bases that you might have otherwise called upon. And it's also probably got to have some effect on fundraising for you. How is this kind of an uphill fight?
Well, it is an uphill fight, but the truth of the matter is wherever I go when I'm out campaigning like I have been today and every day, I hear positive remarks. I hear it in every community in this county. It doesn't matter who you are, what you are. They come up to me and say, hey, you got to take her out. And I'm like, I'm surprised. I'm very surprised at the reaction. And it's positive. I didn't get into this race because I wanted to. I had been asked over the summer and actually in the springtime by several people to run for various offices, including some of the positions. And one of the gubernatorial ones that courted me for quite a while. It wasn't until Richard Boykin got out of the race, said he wasn't going to run, that people approached me. I said, I'm going to need some show of support. And the support was shown by 38,405 signatures that we submitted in support of my getting onto the ballot. 5,000 or almost 6,000 more than all five of the Democratic candidates had. I think that shows where the people were. and they were across the board from, when I say across the board, they were all over. We had 5,000 door-to-door signatures, actually almost 6,000 right there of door-to-door signatures. That tells you something on what's happening out there. And the leaders of the Democratic Party are still tone deaf to what's happening in this county. They don't realize that people are moving out because the taxes are hurting them, the working class people, the regular people that make the engine of the Democratic Party, that make the engines of these cities move, are moving out because they can't take it anymore.
Tony Preckwinkle's got to be way outpacing you in raising money. Is that an issue in this race?
Sure. And raising money is always an issue. Getting on television, getting the message out, but we're doing it in a very productive way. We have a good ground crew. I was at another Western suburban event. 75 plus people were there. And what happened was they all volunteered. And they said they're with me. And they were white, black, Hispanic. And it says something on where we're going. And yes, I've heard some of these other campaigns who are challenging some of the other ones, and they had been around for quite a long time. They started on the day after Labor Day to begin their petitions. We didn't start until about the 15th, 17th of October, and I authorized some of the petitions, and I was surprised by the response. Money is a factor, but it's not the main factor here.
We've only got a couple of minutes, but I want to raise one other issue. You have posted a video on the web that says that women in the legal system for the county have been subjected to sexual harassment and abuse, and that Tony Preckwinkle has done nothing to change the atmosphere. What do you mean?
It's quite obvious on what's happening at the county jail. But I'm not only applying it. I've now heard in the last 24 hours since that was posted that women have called me up and complained about what's happening in their departments, and I've referred them to the right people. Clearly, the jail guards are suing their bosses on what's happening over at county jail. The state's attorney and public defenders have been the most vile acts in terms of representing their clients or what they do at county jail, and they've been exposed to this. That is disgusting. We are the only jail in the country that has had this high abuse numbers,
Now, how does this fall on Tony Preckwinkle?
Well, didn't we start the whole program saying that the county jail is part of what it is and the court system? She is the leader. The county board president is the leader of what goes on in the county, at the court system, at the jail. You know what? It's time to take responsibility. Where has everybody been? They've been tone deaf to what's happening to their own employees.
Well, that is going to be the final word on this half hour, as it has gone by quickly. That is Bob Fioretti.
Sure,
he is a candidate for Cook County Board President and a former alderman, which means he's been on this program a number of times before. Thank you very much for being here.
And I look back, I'm looking forward to coming back when I'm the nominee of the Democratic Party and when I'm elected Cook County Board President.
Well, we'll take you up on that if you are. To our listeners, if you would like a copy of this program or just to hear it again, please visit our website. That's WBBMNewsRadio.com. Just follow the audio links. You can also find our podcast on radio.com. I'll be back with another edition of At Issue next week, and I will hope you will be listening. Until then, I'm Craig Delamore, News Radio on 105.9 FM.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.